Neue Mode.
Was ist denn
das? Ich mal so ein bisschen drauf zu lieben.
If you want to describe Spitz Kedusha, what would go through a Yid's mind, Spitz Kedusha, Heiligkeit, place where the person thinks, he thinks of maybe the Yom Kippur, and like the Elim, maybe Kol Nidre, something Gor Heilig, Spitz Kedusha. Chazal, in a very interesting description of Kedusha, in Brachas Daf Nun Gimel and Mabez, the Gemara brings down over there Tan Rabbanan Shemin Ma'akevus HaBracha. The Gemara goes on, Shemin, they used to have a certain type of oil, like some type of a mahalach they would have. They would clean their hands. And then the Gemara says, Omar Rav Zomoy, Keshem Shemezuim Pasal Avayda Kach Yadayim Mezuhamayis Psulayis LeBracha. Psulayis LeBracha, if your hands are Shmutzikdik, they're Pasal LeBracha. The Baisa goes on, Vamitzla b'masnis l'tanav iskadashtem, Eilu mayim rishoyim, Heilikait, Kedusha, that's mayim rishoyim. V'yisim kedoshim, Eilu mayim achroyim. What spitz Kedusha, Heilikait, mayim achroyim, mayim achroyim. We know the Lashon, mayim achroyim choiva, but it's more than just that. That's the definition and the description of Kedusha. It's a merit kazach. And the Gemara in Chulin and Kofei Mebeis, the Gemara in Erevin and David Zayin, the Gemara brings down that Lashon, Mayim Rishayin V'Achrayinim Choyva. But Rav Yehuda Brei came along and said, no, Beidu Rav Chia, Memei Ma'amru Mayim Achrayinim Choyva. Because Melech Stoyim is Yeish Shemesam Es Einayim. And to say the Gemara comes out, that really the Mayim Rishayinim and the Gemara in Erevin comes out, is that Mayim Rishayinim, that's Takanat Choyva. That's, we call mitzvah, Avada Yom Choyiv and Avada, you have to make a brach on it. So what's the Nafkamina? The nafkamina is that mayim achrayim is kevyachol even more important. Well, what's the nafkamina? The Gemara over there goes on to say that there's a p'tur of the people that go to melchama. There's a p'tur for mayim rishayim, but mayim achrayim there's no p'tur. Those are really the two major makayos that we have. And already you start out to hear. You know, we know that there are people who's lax in mayim rishayim. A kaldas, a person that's not of inza menshim, who would be lax in mayim rishayim? Nobody we know, but mayim achrayim. That has a certain level of laxity. That is more of a laxness. So let's learn the sugya like any other sugya. But we start out with that idea that mayim achreinim nishnar chayva, shpitz kedusha, heilikai. When you go in with that attitude, so some of the things I'll say tonight, they won't sound as mechudish. Agam, that they'll sound mechudish, some of them. But when you go in with that attitude, it's the chayva and it's shpitz kedusha, it's heilikai. So then it has a different, little bit of a different attitude to it. The marshal. Just already we see there's a pasuk and we see already there's an aspect of sakana, something about the mayim achrayim, that there's something about the melech stoymis, that chalila can blind the person. So the Taisis, the Rosh, they already ask, what do you need a pasuk for if it's already shayna sakana? If it's a sakana, what are Chazal adding with the sakana if it's already a pasuk? And they say, Taisis Kumashal says, that it's taka sakana, that was the ikar siba, was the sakana shabai, but the pasuk is in a smachta. A smachta, we know that a smachta is a very, very high status. Some achreinim, rishayinim even learn something a smachta l'chumra. Rather than a sakana, certainly l'chumra. So you see that we're talking about something on a different level. This is Gemara in Chulin, it's a meritika Gemara. The Gemara brings down over there, kiyasa rabban amar, rishayinim hechila basa nevela, a person that was lax once in mayim rishayinim, because of that he came to a terrible avail. Achreinim, because of mayim achreinim, hargu es ha-nefesh. Hargu es ha-nefesh. What's this Gemara? Rashi tells you, go and look in the Gemara in Yuman Daf Pei Gimel. What was the story? The Gemara brings the mayor of Yudav Yesi, the Rekazla Ba'orcha. The mayor, he was very medayik in people's names. And he saw that there was a person, his name was Kidor. So he said, I'm not trusting him with my wallet. Kidor Tafuchais, he was medayik in his name. So the other Amayroyim there, they gave him the wallet. And that night, the next day, they came back. And they said to the person they were mafkid the money with, he said, no, where's the geld? Where's the money? He said, lahayidvar me'olam. Ladam. So the mayor didn't give the money. He told them he knew. He realized this, that. So what do you do now? So, amalei. Eimer, ana chashash, ayda chashash. I didn't tell you because I can't say bevadai achzuke miyamri. Mashchua vayula lachanusa. Chazi talfachas. But they saw that he had on his mouth some type of food. They saw he had some type of a food from that which he had for lunch. So they went to his wife and they said, listen, your husband, he has our pikadim by, we have money by him, and can we have back our money? She said, what's the semen? Oh, you served your husband today for lunch such and such food. Because he had it, they saw it on his mouth. He obviously didn't wipe off his mouth. Shaklula kisa, so she took out the purse and she gave it to them. Azal iu, when he came home, his wife gave back the money. They cut leila itse. He killed his wife. They buried it. We talked to Gemara. Hayne de tanya doshtei, mayim achroinim hargu es hanefesh. Hargu es hanefesh. Married again. We'll see soon. It's a big pella. Forget my machreinim. Who says anything about washing your mouth? Where's that come from? We don't know. We know something about my machreinim, but where does it say anyways you have to wash off your mouth? But Gemara understood that, that was the metzias. You wash your hands. You're going to wipe your mouth, etc. My machreinim machmasdem hargus anefesh. Achamer the galoshin. But that doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there. You find over here the shyness, maybe the strongest lashyness in kimat all the paiskim. It's a very pella. It's kimat together. And we know that there are people that are taka lax. Yet you see over here, there's a chuvas min hashamayim. Chuvas min hashamayim are kipshuta, kishmot kene. That there was a, one of the shaynim, it's a balitoisis. He had shaylus from shamayim, kivyachal. The shaila was, nistapaknu b'mayim achreinim, ki yesh mechachamim. You have to know a little history. The Bali Taisusim, they were the ones that gave the certain kula that we're going to talk about, the mayim achreinim. Ki b'yameinu, they say, ein nekiyas yadayim, we don't have these things. So, as a sha'alti, im yesh mamish b'divreyim, we're talking against Rishonim now, is there mamash as to what they're saying? They say that there's no mayim achreinim, there's no need for mayim achreinim nowadays. Ve'eshivu, this is what the answer came from Shemayim. Mize Omar, Vatehei Hashem Loi Tziva, Mayim Rishonim Vachreinim, Dover Shebektusha, Vekol Dover Shebektusha, HaMekel Boi, Mekilin, Mekilin Loi Yomav Ushnoisov. I'm Pachat Radim. Mekilin Loi, and Yomav Ushnoisov. I saw Dvar Pella, I'm not sure what to do with it even. In the Aruch HaShulchan, he brings down from the Zohar Pinchas, his ear, Azeh, Vekol HaMekubalim Izir Azeh. All the Mekubalim. ובתשובס מן השמיים לאחד מן הקמיינים עבור שכל המקל במים אחרינים מקילין לוי מזיינויסב מן השמיים. There's a problem with מקילין לוי מזיינויסב מן השמיים. Darach HaShulchan, when he brings it, he says a different Lashon. I'm not sure where he gets it from. Lashon that we have inside the Tshuvas Min HaShemayim is Mekilin Loi Yom HaVishnoisav. Darach HaShulchan, I guess Darach HaShulchan can't mention, he understood if you're going to tell them of your life and does. You tell him about his geld, B'chol Me'odecha, Mekilin Loi Mezainoisav Min HaShemayim. So that already scares the person much more, but it's a Dabar Pella, the Pella Yoyitz. When he writes it, Tzarech Lizor Yeser Mimayim Rishayimim. How do we know that? Because Mayim Rishayim, it says Mefirish, the Anhag of Mayim Rishayim, there was a Ptur for the Orchei Melchama, those that went to Melchama. Mashenkei Mayim Achayim, there's no Ptur. Va'oiv al devichachamim, chayv misa. So this is what the agenda, and Adavka, I brought tonight the notes, because I know in this Indian, there's a Minhagim, there are Minhagim, and people have Minhagim. Whoever has the Minig that we'll speak about tonight, that Minig is Kaddish Kedoshim. That's also Kaddish, that's also Kedusha, following the Minig is Kedusha. But in this Indian, I think because there is a certain unhug in Klal Yisrael, we'll see maybe not to wash Mayim Achreinim, and because of that it created a laxity in those that are yes mechuyev. Those that don't have the minik to be washing the Mayim Achreinim, that have the minik to yes be washing the Mayim. If it's not working, I won't use it. If it's not working, it does work.
It does work, it's just...
What?
It stops on the
okay. And I think it created a certain laxity in those that do have the minik, or the chiyev, of washing my machrayim. So tonight, I am going to be very strong. In other words, strong. I'm going to tell you exactly what it says. I'm not going to hide anything tonight. I'm going to tell you exactly what it says in the Paiskim. As you see already in the Ayin Shim and in the Chiyuvim, whoever has a minig, not like we're saying, that minig is the same level Kedusha. Following that minig is the same level Kedusha. But whoever doesn't have that minig, to you, I'm talking to him. And we'll see in a minute, maybe to her. That'll be the Chiddush. But the Maisa, Ad Kedei Kach, the Rav Shlomo Kluger, he says, what happens if you don't have water? You don't have water? Rav Shlomo Kluger, if you don't have water, even Yoyser Midalad Milim you have to go. We know by Mayim Rishayim, we know by Tefillah B'Tziper, a certain Chiv, you have to go till Dalad Milim. That's all by Mayim Rishayim, but here's a Shalosh Sakana. You have to go even Yoyser Mishabur Paskin's Nishta say. The Psak Aloch is Nishta say.
What? So Dalad Milim could already be more than Shi'ekul.
Ah, Avopikin. That's very difficult. That's
Taka.
Yes, Mashiach Mil, Taka. Unless you're not. Echanami. But the rabbis say, let's push it. Let's lay down first. What's the chiyuv? What's the reason for this chiyuv? Okay, we have a pasuk. We have a sakana. We'll see in a moment. There's a mamash dvar pelo over here. That's so. It's not known. It's a mishnah brura. Mishnah brura is quoting a sefer chasidim. It's a mogen avraham. It's a prima gadol. It's a gratz. It's mamash everyone. The chasholchem brings it down. They bring down what's the reason why. What's a loymar? Medina tzarich litol yadayim b'mayim achreinim lekuli alma. Kosev achreinim. Afilu rotzel lavarich al yayin or peris. A person wants to make a bracha on wine, on an apple. Bam tzuda. Tzarich likayim chamikaydim. You have to wash your hands before. You come in the middle of a meal. You want to have an apple. Okay? Your hands are schmutzig there from the chicken, from the soup, whatever you have on your hands. But if you want to make a bracha, you have to wash your hands. You have to clean your hands before you make a bracha. Nothing to do with mayim achreinim. Kevan shiyados. Meluch lacha isu. Anytime your hands are dirty and you want to make a bracha, you have to make. It says the Mishnah Berurah, who is this? I'll come back to this language. Who is this? Vehu adin kishiroitze levarich eze bracha shi. Any bracha in the world that you want to make, your hands have to be clean. The yodav meluch lacha is mizumai samaychal. Ay, my dekaimelo and stam yedayim akavada. That means stam when you know that they're not dirty. But if you're in the middle of a meal, you know your hands are dirty. You have to wash your hands. Mishnah Berurah says, this is the first and foremost reason why you have to clean your hands. Nechav Moira, what I'm about to say, but this reason, we'll see in a moment, has nothing to do with the Yakisha Minik. If your hands are dirty, it has nothing to do with Hilchus Mayim Achreinim, this halacha. This is halacha that if you want to make a bracha and your hands are dirty and you know your hands are dirty, you have to wash your hands. I guess the pshat is, the Yakis, they don't get their hands dirty. Shat, we'll see. That's Hashem. But besides, maybe Mizdam is true also. Sometimes, yeah. But over here, not. It's Takahemis. But if your hands are dirty, it has nothing to do with your Yakke, it has nothing to do with your Asfardi, an Ashkenazi, a lady, anything you want. Over here, you have a Chiyav before you come to make a bracha to make sure your hands are clean. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says the words istinis. It says the word istinis. I sent the Shiloh to Rechai Kenevsky. Who's an istinis? That's only an is. What does it mean, istinis? So, go back. Imhu meluchlach. I'll give you a dark. If it's sometimes you have a person he doesn't wash mayim achreinim. He eats, he benches, and then afterward he's about to walk out, his hands are dirty, he washes them. And he's going on his way now. He finished eating, so now he goes and washes. That person was mechuyev min hadin according to all of the poskim who ever lived to wash mayim achreinim. And nobody ever argued on that. And if it bothers him, in other words, if you don't clean your hands, because I'm dead, right? But if you're someone that it bothers you, and sometimes they give you a little wipe here, if it bothers you, you're not allowed to make a bracha, nothing to do with my because I'm also in Rabbi Yisai. Ad kidei kach, gezen dover pele, in the Ber Moish, the Deber Tziner, mamish, a pele, mamish. But he writes over there, he says, a person comes, he takes a ragloch, okay, a piece of cookie, okay, he puts it in his hand. How can he make a bracha? He asks the kasha, how you make a bracha? You're about to take the ragel, and Fakeret will add, you have to take the food in your hand. Mishnah Berurah says, you're supposed to take it in your hand. The Bar Mishnah writes, he says, beneath the shiloh, you take a chicken in your hand, and a ragelach, he writes the word here, ragelach. He says, Veimen adin, hadover poshit. I'm going to read you in Chelik Ches, in the 28th Simen. Hadover poshit, she yoiches at sloiches at teller. Avada, you have to hold the ragel on a plate. On the plate, you take the ragel, don't put it in your hand, your hand is going to get dirty. Okay, I wasn't going to even bring it. He brings down Vaitu, he says, Mali the lichluch of the cake, Mali lichluch acher, and then he writes, Ukimiduma shekein minig oilo. So once I saw that, I saw it's ready nitin rishus to answer. He says, does it the minig oilo? Does the minig oilo? Everybody takes a piece of cake, you take a piece of cake, you put it in your hand, you put it in the plate, and you eat that. So Vibalti told us that das is the minig oilo, and we know das nicht the minig oilo. So now we have to answer it. But we have a raya not like that. Every Maitre Shabbos for sure, maybe even Leil Shabbos, but every Maitre Shabbos you take the Kois Yayin and you make Avdalah. Your hand isn't wet with wine. Avada, your hand is wet with wine. You took the wine and you overflowed it in the Kois. So your hand is wet with wine. So how do you make a bracha? How many brachas are you making? Four brachas? Here can't imagine a bracha. So vice versa, you're going to have to be chilek that he says not to make, but that's what you have to say. You have to say that. When is it a problem if your hands are schmutzig dick? If the schmutzig dick, you know, you're coming to eat a piece of cake and the schmutzig dick with chicken. You're coming to make a birchas hamazon. Your hands are schmutzig dick with the food. So then, but if the schmutzig dick with dos, that vice versa nish. Why? You could use the imagination. Why? But I'll upon him, that's the. But you see, adkidekach. How far you have to go? And Echav Moira, Rabbi Yisai. But all of the Mefarshim, They bring the Zayah. The Zayah in Parshas Balak in Daf Kuf Peivav. The Zayah goes up Bidafim just like Shastas. The Zayah says, Uman de Baruch b'yadayim mizuamas. Again, this has nothing to do with the raid of. We didn't start the halachas of Mayim Achayim. I did not start Mayim Achayim. Man de Mevarech b'yadayim mizuamas chayiv misa. And the Bishavura tells you, go and look what it says in the Birkei Yosef. And the Birkei Yosef says, go and look what it says in the Zayah. Nobody wants to be the one that says it. But this has nothing to do with my machayim. If your hands are dirty, you know, the Yavitz wants to be melamed tzchos. He has a limud tzchos here. He says, what's the limud tzchos? And the mefinzich taka that ladies don't wash my machayim. We'll see soon. Tareid and whatnot. But he writes like this. His limud tzchos. He says, you know why? Because they don't wash my machayim. We'll see in a minute. Nowadays it might be pumfakeh. But he says maybe the ladies they're istinesim, and because they're istinesim, therefore they don't wipe my machayim. My high, it's pumfakeh. No, it's like the yavits, because when they eat, they're very medactic and makbid. Ain yideim achoisim shein zehiris. Excuse me. I'm already in the wrong sentence. He writes, because the ladies use forks and knives, the Yavitz is writing this 300 years ago, that they're very makbid when they eat in a clean oifen. So he says the ikar reason of Mayim Achrayim is this Indian of the Zayar and the Chiv Misa, Mayim Zumayas and whatever. So the ladies, they eat clean, they make sure that their hands are clean. And so besides, maybe that's why the ladies don't wash Mayim Achrayim. That's what he writes. He goes on and says, Vadai. If their hands aren't clean, I meant that the men should, how do they eat? They eat hand to hand. It reminds me of a story. I mentioned Rav Heinemann last night from America. You're talking about the Talmud of Rav Aaron. I once heard from him that when the Satmar Rebbe came to, this wasn't planned, but okay, the Satmar Rebbe came to Lakewood. So all the little shabachim there, they'll nishke zan a tish b'chal in Gantz 11. So they went to the tish. I'm probably going to get in a lot of trouble for this, but they went to the tish. They went to the tish. Hey, Rav Aaron, afterward, he didn't know what it's time to waste time going to Hashem Shemoichim. I don't take a chayis for the stories. But so he said, what's time to go to a tish? And so he asked him, no, what's the gizan by the tish? What do you see by the tish? So he told him like this. He told him that in the middle of the tish, the Rebbe said, avu the talmidim from Rabbi. Where are the Talmidim of Aral? Who's the Talmidim? So they stood in the back over there because they didn't want to be seen in court, you know. So they turned over there, those are the Talmidim. So he took a piece of fish and then geshik to the Talmidim. Yeah? So the fish went from hand to hand to hand to hand to hand, the feast, the food, you know. It went. Finally, it got to this guy, see, in America. He came to the vine and they're about to put fish in there. So he went like this. And the fish in the vine fell on the floor. Fragnish, it fell. So Rav Aaron said, what? You dropped the fish? That's what you're supposed to do over there. So he said, what happened? What the Rebbe said? He said, when the Rebbe saw this, he said, came on the Shnaikin Chos. I'll never be a Chosid. So Rav Aaron said, Hasa Gezogt, Amen. I'm going to get the Brocha from Chosid Shalabu. You know, so, Vaisu Chos, that is Hashem for me. It's probably the last time I'll ever speak here. I was nice knowing all of you. But I'll go upon him. Because of that, Vaisu men, they eat like this. They eat from hand to hand. But the ladies, they're clean. So the men, they don't have to wash Mayim Achayim. But you see how vayit Rabbi Yisai. You see how vayit. But we know there's another reason for Mayim Achayim. The reason of Melech Stai. That's one reason brought down the Leik Chaylik. No one argues on that. The Halacha Rabbi Yisai. And if you're a person that's makbid to make sure your hands are clean, you have to wash your hands before you make any brachas. It's nothing to do with Mayim Achayim. The reason that it's Yadua is the reason of Melech Stai's. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I just want you to understand how vayit the chshash of Melech Stai's is back in the time of the Gemara. The Gemara brings down that Abaye says, the Gemara in Chulin, Abaye says that he knows, that in one kor, he's found a kor tov of salt, to make it the numbers. In one kor is 30 sa, which is 144 eggs. Don't take out your calculators. It's 4,320 eggs. It's found one dot of this salt. Now Abaye said, what's the chshash? That in one dot, if you have in front of you 4,320 eggs worth of salt, there's one dot in there, which is on average, I guess, a melech stoimus. What's the odds that that's going to come to your plate, that's going to come to your finger, that's going to go from there into your eye? And I'm not picking, who says the second it goes in, it's mesameh off an art? And who says, yeah, you know, maybe and Chazal knew this. And Chazal were scared even of this Vaitechshash. And we're not talking about something that people think it's like, come on, we know better. It's no Chshash. Chazal knew Sigven King Vaitechshash. Abayi said already, it's a Vaitechshash. Elamai, he'll say that, but we see nowadays that no one goes blind. So the Pele Yoyetz writes, Emeinu misamei einei baser, misamei einei haseichel vanefesh. Oh, that we don't see. We see a lot of that. Einei seichel and baser, anybody with zetos nefesh, you shouldn't tell in public, because there's a lot of that going on. But that's, so does this reason apply bizman hazeh? Does the reason of melech stoimis, does it apply bizman hazeh? So Tosfos says, no. Tosfos says, mimneimah lo nagu, it's coming to fan for the Minig Olam. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan explains it. He says, "Mevnei maloi nagu b'mayim achreinim, because ain melech stoimis matzi b'neinu." And the Rosh takes this alba. Mashaloi nagu ayedna vaystoys. There was clearly a minig in Ashkenazim. Clearly, oisim shein mevarchem. He says, "Because ain melech stoimis matzi etzlei." But manasa Rosh takes this toys. Manasa. In the Rambam writes that shema yesh melech stoimis. Maybe we do have it. Oy melech shetivay kemelech stoimis. Or maybe we have a salt which has the same teva. Now the Goyin in the Maaser Rav, I think in the 57th, I didn't check today, I am somewhere, but the Goyin says that all of the yamim are connected in some type of an oifen, and therefore the Yama Melech, the salt from there, is somehow, we know that somehow that water is all filled with that terrible salt, and somehow it's connected all the yamim in the world. That's the Goyin says, and that's the Pshat the Rambam says, Melech Shetiva Kemelech. It has some type of a teva nature of the Melech, and therefore the Rambam Taka says that we actually have it nowadays. That's the Shita's Rambam. The Yamcha Shleima goes on and he says, how can we even come to discuss if we do have the Melech Stoimis and we don't have the Melech Stoimis? The Rambam, like Kent, when it came to medical metzias and all these things and science, and you should see what the Yamcha Shleima writes about the Rambam other times. So if he's writing over here for the Rambam, so then you know you have to take the Yamcha Shleima. Yamcha Shleima says, if the Rambam are trying to shribin that we have Melech Stoimis, then we have Melech Stoimis. But that's only one Malach. Other Rishayin, the Rebbeinu Yoina, the Chaim, they come along and they say, what, does it the Einzig of Pshat? Does it the Einzig? That's the only thing that Chazal tell us? Is because it's a sakana. We have another reason for Melech Stoimis. Excuse me, for Mayim Achreinim. Viskedashtem, Kedusha. It's an Indian to wash your hands. It's not else than a kiyas. Alts Kedusha. Alts Kedusha, which we'll see soon. Also, Api Kabbalah is an Indian to wash. So they come against the Eilu Ketosis and the Eilu Kerash, and they fire very strong against them. How do we pass it? So there's another reason I go about the Kabbalah, the Birkei Yosef brings down, we already spoke about this, the Kifi HaKabbalah, the Kav HaChaim also brings it, Mishabru really says it, Tzarech Lizor Ben Me'oi, Ve'in Lahakol Be'em, HaMeikol B'mayim HaChoyinim, Mekilu Lo Yom HaVishnois of Kein Yishivim El Shemayim. How do we pass it? So the Rif, the Rambam, the Rambam Nahar, the Chuvas Min Shemayim, and the Rishayim, they all pass it, that Mayim HaChoyinim Choyva, Gam Bizman HaZeh, no Shaila. Who paskins like that? In the Psak Halacha, it's Kimat Every. In Psak Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, a very interesting Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch has a klalim. Klalim is Shulchan Aruch. If he holds of something, he breaks it, and he wants to bring the other Shita to write Stam Yeshoimim. The Shita he holds of, he'll bring Stam. Then afterward, he'll bring Yeshoimim. And then the Mefashim explain, it means like this. It means, he bets him, holds of the first Shita. Let's say he would write, Mayim Achreinim Choyva. Yeshoimim. Ain't a chayva nowadays. So then you would know like this. He bets him holds, my machayim chayva. Just what? You should know. There's another shita like that. And if you're in a dachlik situation, maybe you could be samech on that other shita. If he writes, stam yishayim. Okay. Here, the Shulchan Aruch does something very interesting. He writes, my machayim chayva. That's Sif Aleph. In Sif Yud, after you finish the entire simen, so one in Ladaiti, I can't tell you 100%, but Ladaiti is the only place in Kimagan Shulchan Aruch that he does this. After you've gone through the entire simen and you learned all of Hilchas Mayim Achreinim, at the end of the simen, he writes like this: Yesh Oimrim, Yesh Mehagim Episode. He brings down that there's a minig of people that taket don't wash Mayim Achreinim, and that's it. He leaves it like that. Like you get the feeling from the Shulchan Aruch, and I saw some Achreinim, they also say like this in the Das Shulchan Aruch, that he wants you to know Mayim Achreinim is Chayv. And I don't even want you to know there's another sheet out there because I don't hold the sheet. Bob Manas said, Taisis is made, there is such a minig like that. Let me say, I'm going to put it at the end of the simen, and you should know there is such a sheet like that, but it seems like he very much doesn't hold of it. Okay. So, who paskins taka mayim achreinim chayva? So, Yamsha Shleim, the Mogad Avram, the Berhate of the Goyim. The Goyim says, a long, long Goyim. long guy. In the middle of the guy, he writes, Kol Zeh Leisa. Everything you just heard from the Tosfos, from the Rosh, is wrong. Can't be. He proves it wrong. He says it's a mitzvah bizman hazeh. It has nothing to do with if the Mayim Achrayim is yefel, not fel, not the Chiyav Gomer no Shaila. This is the Birkei Yosef, the Shulchan Shleim, and the Chayodam. Very interesting. He doesn't even bring a sheet to Samakilim, Rabbi Yisai. Where did he live? He lived in Vilna. He lived in Vilna. He doesn't even bring a shita that there is. We all know there's clearly a shita of people that didn't in the Ashkenazi world wash my machayim. The Chayotam doesn't even bring it. The Graz, Nochen the Kol Adam Lizar my machayim. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he says, it's the Armakilim, Aval Nochen the Kol Yerushamayim Lizar Bem. Mishabrua, he writes, after he brings down that their minig is not, people don't. He says, but Vedazak Ra? Sarchli told Gama Hidna, Kane cause of Magan Avram, Bisham, I'm a good ball, and call other Mizar, but my machine, Kane Nicker, my shall, I'm just like, Kane cause of Birke Yosef, I ain't shot. Abbas said, Mishabu has a safer called Chartsian. If he wants to tell you where the Makar is of what he's saying, he puts it on the bottom, in the safer. What's he doing up here? He's trying to tell you, I hold my machine is Choyva. And no games. Aruch HaShulchan writes, it doesn't know you're like a Psepele Kimad. Aruch HaShulchan writes, he says, Ledina, my machine, there's no Shilas Choyva. Listen what he writes. He says, I toisvis. Rabbi said, where did Aruch HaShulchan live? Where did he live? Navardik. No, where did he live? Aruch HaShulchan says, I toisvis. He says, ah, no. You don't know. They had a different type of salt. Yearly, even toisvis would agree nowadays. Even toisvis. Yearly, to melech me me'ayam yesh bem chshash melech stoimus. He says, dafka when it comes to the water salt, that's where there's a chshash of melech stoimus. The Sesha Kosef, Akshav Leka melech stoimus. Why nowadays they write we don't have melech stoimus? Because the Medidas, they ate mined salt. Salt that was mined out of a mountain. I said, they didn't have my melech stoimus. But us? He says, us? Even if you can have mined salt, we're not going to start saying this salt, yeah, this salt, no. We have the melech. I'm going to say something even more vite. I'm nervous to say this. You know that salt they sell? It's called sea salt from Eretz Yisrael. They have it here, but I know they have it here. I saw it today. They have that sea salt that comes in like capsules. So where's that salt come from, Rabbi Yisai? I have friends right now in Yam HaMelech making it. My chaveim, my yedidim, they're there. I'm on Ben Zmanim, and they're there working. And they're putting in the salt, and they're putting it in. So we have Melech Stoimus, and it's being shipped all over the world. So if the Aruch HaShulchan, you believe that what he said 100 years ago, no, maybe. Right, but now? Now, Melech Stoimus Motzi Etzlein. As I say, what's to be Saimachan? What's to be Saimachan? The Darkei Moshe. Who's the Darkei Moshe? You all know the Darkei Moshe is the Ramah. The Darkei Moshe writes the Minhag Ashkenazim is like Tosfos. Doesn't that statement sound strange to anybody in this room? Why am I saying the Darkei Moshe? Why don't I say the Halakha Ramah? Why isn't there a Ramah that says Mefirsh? You don't have to wash my Machanim now. There's no Ramah. No Ramah. We know about the Minhag Ashkenaz was based with the Ramah. There was Zichra Minhag like this, Zogdish. But he didn't want to record it in his Sefer. He wrote his entire Sefer Bichdei to bring down the Minhagei Yisrael of the Ashkenazish Kehilas, and he doesn't bring it in the Sefer Ramah. The Darkei Moshe. I have to come from the Darkei. Levush is Talmud. Darkei says that there is a Minhag. Ain't on a Regilim. We're not Makbid on this. Ain't a Melech Motzi Mitzleinu. I said, Bezoi, what should I tell you? For anyone who has the minig, continue the minig. The minig is of Kodesh Kedosha. But whoever doesn't have the minig, so then there's no shaila. In the ganze Welt, there's no shaila. Mayim Achroinim is Choyva Gomer Loi Shaila. And not only that, more Chomer than Mayim Rishay. Okay, so now we have to start. That's what Tosis is talking about. Tosis? Tosis says. Oh, so I have a shot. Rabbi Adler is pointing out a very good shot. This time bothered me. I wasn't going to mention it. Thank you for reminding me. Rabbi Sai, Mamshapelagadoylam is pointing out there. Rabbi Sai, it's Mamshapel. This Kasha, I wasn't sure if I was going to say it. Bechlal, end the shiur with this, start the shiur with this, and decided, we have so much to get to. I first have to prove to you there's something called Mayim Achrayinu. But you know what? There are being more of the shah. This shah bothered me gefarlich today. Rabbi Yisai, you never went swimming at the Yam HaMelech? You never went swimming at Yam HaMelech? You tried to beg in Yam HaMelech, Yam HaMelech, Yam HaMelech. You never went swimming at Yam HaMelech? It's right now, it's Ben Hazmanim. It's filled with yeshiva bachim. You get me in Yonim there. There's shtiblach over there going on, Rabbi Yisai. What are you talking? How come we don't see Chalila, the light of the Chalila coming back and the eyes and dust? What's going on over here? So we see it's Abed Nishtai. So you know, I had this kasha. You know when I had this kasha? I had this kasha when I learned the Gemara in Shabbos on Kufches. I can say Mamish Bekitzer. But the Gemara there is a bigger pella. The Gemara there talks about on Shabbos, if you're washing your eyes with certain types of sea waters, and we know on Shabbos there's an Isser of Refuah, and you're not allowed to wash your eyes with certain. So the Gemara says over there like this, that you're not allowed to wash your eyes with the waters of Yama Melech. The salty waters from Yama Melech. And the Gemara says, why? Because you're not allowed to wash. You're just washing. But if you're blinking and it looks like you're doing a refuah, so then you're not allowed because it looks like a refuah. It's nicker that you're doing it for refuah. So Yicha Mamash Pella. Not only is the salt from Yam HaMelech not dangerous, but it's a healing utensil, it's a healing remedy, a healing remedy for the eyes. Gore the eyes. Mamish, exactly what the Gemara says. You should take the Yam HaMelech water and rub it in your eyes. Arkidei Gachter and Shabbos, you're not allowed to wash your face and start blinking because it's Nikola Refua. A pellet Mamish. So, I tell you, I married the Metzia. I found that the Meiri factor in the Kasha. Meiri, you know what the Meiri, on the Daf, often not. The Meiri says, Stoim is Hafuchei Stoim, Hafuchei Mili. Stoim is a Meshumetika Platz. Shouldn't take a plot. It was Nepach Stoim, and it's Pum Fakir from what you think what would be. It says the salt taka does gefährlich. But the water, when it has the salt, that's Fakir, that's Mamish Adarab, but that's a Rafu. That's the first Teretz of the Miri. Second Teretz of the Miri is he says, no, Merit HaKechidosh. He says, if you have eye problems, then the salt water Arbit Shoim. Then it works. Then the Melech from the Yam HaMelech's waters work for you if you have an eye problem. If you don't have an eye problem, it'll give you an eye problem. As I say, we feel the first teretz of the Meiri. You can't go in a swimming. You can go swimming in the Yam HaMelech is in the eight. Because the Yam HaMelech is a machine to complete. I guess it's a riot to the first teretz of the Meiri. We feel the second teretz. It's all the people that go in, so then it should be a problem. They should be coming out in pain unless they went in with eye problems. Chesish, maybe Al Bochum Hain, they have glasses. I don't know, maybe later. Chesish, Tabakapan. You see, Frick joined them, Kasha. What about ladies? What about Noshim? Yeah, so L'chayra, again, I'm not trying to disturb the peace. I'm not trying to disturb the peace. No, so, but I want to tell you, just one moment, I'm sorry. I just want to tell you, this topic, I'm going to tell you something tonight, which is an absolute pella. Dvar pella. Is there any reason in the world that there's a chilek? L'chayra not. There's no chilek b'chlal. If you see that we paskin, not like Tosis, not like the Rosh, in all of the Paiskim, in all of the Achrayim, the Loika, Yakashimi, I'm saying, whoever has the Minig blight Iber. But Mitzad the Paiskim, all the Paiskim took on Pashit that you have to wash my Machrayim, Belishum Chalik, Sardish Paiskim, Zicher, even the Ashkenazi Paiskim. Al Chashulchan, the Mishbura, Shemet Piu Anu Chayim, that's the Psak Halacha. No, as I said, besides, is there any chilek between men and ladies? Meaning, if the Pshat was maybe, like you could say, Yechveis, really we hold of Tosis, so then I besay, we're just being Machmir. So then you can start saying, okay, so the ladies weren't Machmir, but you see, Klarno, the Paiskim Nishta said. All the Paiskim say Nishta, and I'm coming to be Lafuke from a very, very Chashav statement that says that. And it's Mamash Advar Pliya. He says that the Pshat is that we really basking like Tosfos, but the men are Machmir on themselves. And I say, Pum Fakert. It's a Grace Yid, I don't want to say who it is because it's such a Grace Yid. But I say, Pum Fakert. We, the Maisa, we basking Klar like the Paiskim, the Mayim Achrayim is Chayva Bor. Adarabba, for some reason, people are lax. Not people are more Machmir and accepted on themselves, even though we basking like Tosfos. Because all the Paiskim say, Pum Fakert, we don't basking like Tosfos. So then, what's the Chilek division, a lady and a man? And if the reason would be I'll be Kabbalah, so you can say ladies didn't accept on themselves Kabbalah, whatnot. I mean, you see, Bar and Poiskim, this is Psak Halacha, Mayim Achrayim is Chayvet, what's the Chilek, ladies and men? So I'm going to tell you Dvar Pella. Our Chashulchan didn't know a Chilek. Our Chashulchan says, Tzarekli Zoyer Lipnei Beisai. Bnei Beisai, the Lashon HaPoiskim is Lashon referring to the wife. You have to be, the Our Chashulchan said, you do have to warn your wife. Interesting. He took the Pacha and he said, you have to tell your wife. I know, I'm disturbing the peace. Don't worry, I'll bring it back in a moment. But you have to tell your wife. Rosh Shlomo Zalman was not known for his great chumras and fakert to explain the Minhag Yisrael in the Sefer Halichos Bas Yisrael, written for the Bas Yisrael. The Bas Yisrael, I don't think it was coming to say major chedushim. He asked Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says, you know, he says it with a shmeichel, so I'll say it with a shmeichel. He says, you know what they think? They think you don't have to wash mayim achrayim. You know why? Because they have tainus on mayim achrayim. Shemayim achrayim who tzia ishu mibayla, the hargas on nefesh, you know, because mayim achrayim caused one of theirs to get killed. As I say, they don't wash mayim achrayim. But he writes, aval adai dein list mayichal zeh. Is this that miss? That's not the pshat, and they do have to wash mayim achrayim. Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman, or the tzia. Noshim chayobis benetilis mayim achrayim. Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Koyach Akula, that the great Rosh Hashiva Tgahat, and there's a little alon that comes out in Eretz Yisrael, like not little, it's quite big actually. It's called Alibet Elchasa. Lechatchila Yesh Lo Nashim Lito Mayim Achreinim. He says, interesting. He says, certainly if their hands are dirty, then there's no shayla. And we know for some reason they don't wash their hands with cloud even when their hands are dirty. So that's Mamashapella. So I'm going to tell you Meritik Maisa. Meritik Maisa. I once gave a shir in a shul, in my shul, in Eretz Yisrael. And I gave a shir and I told them everything you heard tonight about Nashim Achayiv and Mayim Achayim. I give Sargantha Shir and Nashim I brought from Rayas and Rayas. I have a story over here that by Chavetz Chaim, somebody said that the daughter of the Chavetz Chaim said that their father was Makbid, that they should wash my Machrainim in the Sefer Mishnebura, you see no chilik. And I proved from place after place after place that ladies are Chayiv my Machrainim. You know, you ever look at a tzibur and they're looking at you, you're giving a shir, and they're looking at you like the person's a mashunadik person. He's saying nothing at all. He's not saying anything at all. I'm wondering why. You know, it's like, imagine I walk into a room and I say, Abai said, you know, you're not, shum banavayfin allowed to turn on the light on Shabbos. Shum banavayfin, you can't turn on the light on Shabbos. And if I care, anybody says, you could, don't listen to him. You look at that person that is not even a mashunadik mensch, right? And I was machadish to them, that ladies wash my. After shul, I came over to somebody, I said, what's the practice? In Yerushalayim, all the ladies wash my machrein. Echav nishkevos. Echav nishkevos. Yerushalmi. Right? And this is mamish by me, is karev l'libi. Mamish karev l'libi. Because I remember, this is going back 10 years ago, even 12, Rav Yashiv was giving the shir in Brochus. In the Amad Shir, he gave every day. And Rav Yashiv, you know, was very, very stark on Minig Yisrael. And I remember in the middle of the shir, he was talking about my machreinim, right? And somebody asked, Vaiba, what about the ladies? And Rav Yashiv said, "You're talking chilek. You don't find the chilek. Ladies are chayev." Right? So I said, it was one of the very few times I asked the shayla in the shir. I said, "But the minig is nishtazay. The minig is nishtazay." I asked it like that. "But the minig is nishtazay." I asked in the shir, and without even a yachas, Rav Yashiv said, "And the minig is yo. And the minig is yo." And I didn't even. It didn't even go in, because we're so used to that the minig is nishtazay on the mayim achay. Then, but a person, he's not. Some people aren't zeichet to be yom daldas rabbi. It takes them 40 years. Me, it took about 8-9 years. And then I found out in Yerushalayim they wash. So what do you want? Rabbi Levine's daughter, she washed my machrein, and Rabbi Yashiv's daughters, they washed my machrein. And there's the place. He saw by everybody that they washed my machrein. So I don't know. So what's up? I the minig oilam. Minig oilam is nishtas. I think the minig oilam is the my machrein. They stay away from it like avdolah wine. You know, my machrein is stay away from the my machrein, right? So I don't know. I told you one teretz, that the teretz is that the advice that they're passing like Taismith, but to say that is dachik ma'id, it's a shver teretz. The Yaivitz is teretz, it's a bit more makubal. A bit more makubal alalei. The Yaivitz says that no, the real ikka reason for the ma'im achreinim is taka, because of the hands are dirty, mizumayitz. And ladies are taka more careful when they eat. Okay, so that you can hear maybe that that's really the ikka reason, and ladies are more careful when they eat. But Rabbi Yisai, it does seem like that if the lady's hands are dirty, and right after she's going to bed, she's going to go and wash her hands, so then the chayra of Zikim and Dabin Zogin Taka, you have to say on her also, my machayim chayim chayim, as I come to us. I didn't even send the shal to Chaim Kanievsky, but I asked somebody today if he could send me over. Look in one of the books that they asked Chaim Kanievsky. Right? So he sent me in 9 different svarim that they asked Chaim Kanievsky. Vaisleis the shayla is not the first person. 9 different svarim they asked Chaim Kanievsky. I mean, if it was one sefer, so Ken Zaini never said it. As you know, if it's a 2 svarim, maybe 9 svarim, he wrote the exact same lashon. Ein chilek bein ish leisha. Ein chilek bein ish leisha. Okay, in many Eretz Yisrael, they do wash my machrein. Now how you're going to do this? I don't know. Us?
If one eats with a fork and
knife. Eats a fork and knife, and his hands are clean.
Is there still complaint for Melech Steinus also?
No? Oh, no. I'm saying, if you eat with it and your hands are clean, and there's no problem of the Melech Steinus. Yeah, I'm saying, I don't know. I'm saying, the Maisa, by those that don't have the Minig, Kipshuta don't have the Minig, the Emes don't have the Minig, so they shouldn't start washing my Mechainim, the men. Right? But the men that don't have that minig, I don't see why the ladies are not mechuyev. But certainly, that'll be my one thing clear. If their hands are dirty, they're mechuyev gone. I don't know anybody who says not like that. If their hands are actually shmutzig dig, then they have to. Now, with that in mind, Rabbi Yisai, we have about 15 minutes to start this year. That's it. and the worst einshim chalila and does. So now let's start the shiur. I'm going to go a little bit faster now. We have a big agenda over here. And all the shailas that the oilam talks about. One shaila, the see base, the mashal. See base, it talks about where to wash the mayim achreinim. Should you wash it into onto the karka? You're not allowed to onto the karka. Mr. Brewer is even machmir on tiles. It's not just karka, it's ruach ra itself, and does. It's interesting to call. Mr. Brewer writes like this. Mr. Brewer says, it's basically a mechaber. He says, im ain like kli, the kishi yesh like kli, you should wash the mayim achreinim into a kli. Now this has to do with a few sibas. One of the sibas brought down is because when the water goes into a kli, they won't have that ruach ra that is shayra on this mayim achreinim on them. So the Mishabura says, lichat chila, you're supposed to wash into a kli. They'll start off. Okay? So now it's interesting to say. We'll see in a minute. Many people, they think they're being machmir. They go to the sink, and they wash mayim achreinim in the sink. And we'll see. And they don't do it dafka at the table, which is the minute to take, to cook, to make the mayim achreinim in a kli. No. But it's interesting to say. The sink, l'chay, is the problem. Again, Mishabura says, lichat chila, you wash into a kli. I'll pick a bala, I'll be whatever Indian the Mishabura says. Lichat chila, you wash into a kli. What's a sink? Actually, in a bacher dira, a sink sometimes is a kli. Yeah, in your dira, it's not a kli. It's a mechubel karka. And chayra, there's a sipa not to wash into the sink. It's a zantazah, meaning some write that there's a problem when you wash into a sink because it's going to go onto the other kalim, and the kalim are going to get the mayim chalila that mayim achreinim on them. Most paiskim say that's nishkeferlich. As long as either it's washed off or dried off. As long as it's dried off, the Paiskim say that you wouldn't really have to worry about. But I have a different shayla. You're not getting the lichat chila of the Mishnah Berurah by washing into a sink. You're supposed to wash into a kli. I don't know the answer to this. I don't really know the answer to this. Maybe we see that the velt that does it is not chayshish for the siba pikabala, and they just want that the water should be washed away, and that's the ikka siba, just to make sure that no, it's not going to be a mikshol. If it's in a sink, it's not a mikshol. You're allowed to wash into a sink. I'm not saying you're not, but it sounds like there's a maila to wash into a kli. Does sound like that. Okay. Now, I'll tell you an interesting thing also. It's brought down in the Gemara in Horus. We spoke about it. We were Zeichov here, this Kodesh Kedoshim. We discussed once the inyanim of Kashal Shikha. One of the inyanim brought down is that you're not supposed to drink out of a shiure kois, a kois that was used for a rechitza purpose or a wash basin or something. You're not supposed to drink out of it. The classic example would be a person washes mayim achreinim, he has the kais, not to drink the mayim achreinim, doesn't it? But even the water that's left over in the mayim achreinim, in the cup from the mayim achreinim, even that you shouldn't drink, it's kosher l'shikha. What's in the gaya? Sometimes you have a person, he's got a water bottle. We'll see, he has a water bottle and he wants to wash mayim achreinim. So he takes the water bottle, he's at the end of the season, he takes it, he washes it on his hands, says, hey, mayim achreinim. So now that bottle is the gaya on a tiyul. You're on a tiyul, you have the water bottle. You can't drink out of that water bottle. It's kashal shikha. You're going to forget this halacha. You're going to forget the ganz mayim achreinim. I don't know. L'chayva is a kum tois. I saw a davar noiro. Davar noiro. He brings the sefer Pitzkei Tshuvas. He's a leaked sefer with all of the different raid. He says, Hagoyin HaKadosh, the moon catcher, would taka wash the mayim achreinim even out of the cup that he would drink out of. Okay? And then, he wasn't makbid. Meaning, it doesn't mean he would drink afterward the water from the cup. It doesn't make that. But he means he wasn't bedavka makbid to have a separate kais for mayim achreinim. He would use that kais even though it's a kais that he generally drank from. Okay, the moon catches on haga. A lot of us also will just take a kais, a drinking kais, and we'll wash mayim achreinim. It's beseder. But then, I saw David Pella in Rav Moshe Sternbach, in Chelik Beis, in Simin Kuf Yud Dalet. He brings down that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has a goyis there from the Baal Avnei Nezer. He writes over there that with Mayim Achreinim Hashoyse Shirayim, first of all, you drink from the leftover water, that bottle that I just spoke about, Machnis Boy Hirhurei Kfira. If you're ever on a tiyul, all of a sudden you see somebody, he washed it, all of a sudden he starts drinking, then he starts talking all types of narishkeit as you go right on the tiyul. Chesnish, send them right into the mikvah. Chesnish, what to do with the guy. But then he writes a davar pella. This is really the I'm using. He brings down, Shamati me yedidi agoyin rav Elimelech rumpler zeichet tzadik levracha. Sha'admar ha-kodesh mibel zeichet tzadik levracha. Siva, shimnotel mayim achreinim bekois. If you use the cup, a regular drinking cup, to wash mayim achreinim, that cup, yadiach oisei sheva pamin. Go and wash that cup out afterwards 7 times. That's how careful he was. I don't know if the meaning is like that. The hug of Kedoshim. Now I know also, I say this, it's always very, very makbid to make sure you take the mayim achreinim off the table. it's a peladik ezachi. Don't find it. I imagine if my zaydah was makbid, I'm sure all your zaydahs were makbid also. That you don't say because I'm Muslim with the mayim achayim on the table. Mamish b'shas adchak and b'koishi, he would cover it. He would badek it with a napkin or something. But he would never ever bench without either covering it or taking it off the table. That's mamish advar pela. You don't find this halacha in the paiskim. Meaning, I'll tell which place. Yeah, but you don't find it in Shapur. You don't find it. You don't find it in the definitely not in the Ramah. You certainly don't find it in the Rishonim. I find it in Taka and Kav Chaim. He brings down v'meinloi kli meyuchad l'mayim achreinim oishem is atzel lakum or he's lazy. We'll get to that person in a minute. So he says. So then you could wash it. Yachal asayis betocha kaira. You could wash it even into your plate. Wash it into your plate if you have no choice. But he writes ach toiv shi'asirenim alpanov beis abrocha. That's the most I found. Toiv shi'asirenu. It's a good zach to take it off. I'm just saying, why isn't the gaya? I'm old. You have people by them. It's like mamish them koidish kadoshim. They got to get it off the table and they're willing to put it on the floor and it's going to spill and that's even worse. What you say? You know, so you have to know. You can zikr cover it. That's mefirish. Even those that say that it's supposed to l'chatchilik take it off the table, the chidah, but he says you can cover it. So at least chach, if you want to take it off the table and you're unable to take it off the table, so then the covering it is okay. Does it say there? Mayim achreinim. Meshabura brings down the chatchila, toiv litol yadav b'mayim tzaynenim. The chatchila you're not supposed to use warm water. Yeah, he says, poishrim ain't yad saletis by mutter, but the marshal pasav dafke b'tzaynenim. Because fakert, vaytoiv the hot water bakes that salt into your hands even more. So Meshabura says, the chatchila, that's how you're supposed to wash mayim achreinim. Sometimes you have a person, he wants to just do something, he wants to use like roik, he wants to spit on his hands, just something, he doesn't have anything. So I saw Dafka over there also, they brought down the Munkach and said, Ein ze kedusha. The whole Indian here is heilikait, das heißt nicht heilikait, it's not heilik, to go and spit on your hands. Now the sign sounds like I'm going to speak about, to where do you wash mayim achreinim? Where do you wash mayim achreinim? So the Mechaber, Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yosef Kaira, and the Graz, and the Chayotam, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the Aruch HaShulchan, all bring down, you wash too, the second knuckle, I'll call it. This will be the third knuckle, right? I don't want to say your punching knuckle, because I don't know, maybe you punch like this. The second knuckle, they bring down, the Svara being, it's Alts, Melech Stoimus, it's the Ikar reason, and also that's the Ikar, when you would eat with your hands, that's the Ikar part that's going to get Shmotzik Dik. So they bring down, and say it's Kimat Roy Paiskin, the Mechaber, the Graz, the Chayodon, the kitzur, the Ramah doesn't argue to the Aruch HaShulchan to the second knuckle. That's where you mechayev to wash. You have to, a person when it comes to Klal Yisrael, you have to have a lot of faith in Klal Yisrael. I remember always, I would always see people washing hands, and I always thought to myself when I was a bacher, I didn't learn Hilchos Mayim Achreinim, I figured I don't understand what they're doing. If they're washing Mayim Achreinim, why don't they wash like a mensch? You know, what are they doing, Bechlal? Some, and they see, like Nevi'im Heim, Bnei Nevi'im Heim, it came from somewhere, right? And that's why a lot of people, you see them, they don't wash a lot, and they wash till here. And also, I'll pick up Bala, it seems to be there's an Indian bedavka not to be using so much water. It seems that in Mayim Achreinim, there's an Indian bedavka using a cleaven to give to the Sitrach. I don't understand these things, obviously, but if it's an Indian, I'll pick up Bala, that you're giving the Ruach Ra, his share, whatever this means. So there was a story with the Sabra Rebbe, Zichron Levracha, somebody told me, he's by Sabra Rebbe, and he sees that there's somebody, and that was like a ganzer schlissel, you know, with like a bucket and dust, you know? And he's washing Mayim Achreinim, and he says, Vos, Filstech, you want to cause a marble in the Welt? The Sabra Rebbe with Zayin Lichtige, he saw that if you're washing Mayim Achreinim with a Zeful Vasa, you're causing, who knows, marble in the dust, and yeah, and but there is Zichr, a clear consensus of many of the Poiskim, I'll say, that hold you only wash up to here. Only up to the second dakkah. The Bir Alacha writes like this. Bir Alacha, Rabbeinu the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say the Bir Alacha in the Sefer Mishnah Berurah. He writes, I in the Gra, it's Mukach in the Gra, that according to the Shita of the Day of Mishnah, that it should be Hadin ben Tils Mayim Achreinim ad Soif Kishrei Ha'etzbois. You're supposed to write till the Kishrei Ha'etzbois. Everybody said, what does Kishrei Ha'etzbois mean? The place where the fingers meet the hand. Kishrei Ha'etzbois in Pisa Sayat. And Mishabura says toif linoik. It's a good zach to do like this. It's a shayna zach. That's a not right. Maisa, how do you read Mishabura? Shailam pashit ivris taish. We've learned how you learn the zach Mishabura. Mishabura says it's night is right to wash in at soif kishra etzbayis in pieces of yak. So I saw one sefer, he writes like this. He says Mishabura is telling you should wash your whole entire hand mayim achreinim. Why? Because he says you're supposed to wash at kishra etzbayis till the kishra etzbayis in pieces of yak. In pieces of yad. Okay? So that, Maisa, Pashup Shat, Chayr is not like that. Chayr Pashup Shat is, ad soif kishre etzpoyes in pieces of ya. You know, where do you put the kama? It's when the fingers get to the soif kesher, the kesher of what? Of the fingers to the pieces of ya. Okay. So, but how do you prove such a thing? I even saw one sefer. It's a pella. The mamish bothered by this lashon. So the one sefer writes. You know what it means? It means like this. It means that if you look at your hand, the knuckles on this side, okay, and you turn your hand over, you'll see that the knuckles go into the pieces of yad a little bit also. They go a little bit into the pieces of yad. Right? See, right? That's what it means. It means in kishreds bicep in pieces of yad, like a piece of the yad, the pieces of yad. Of a bicep, it's not emes. It's not emes because the mekubalim, they explain this shita and they explain it. This is the Ben Ishchayim, the Kavachayim. They explain it that the kavim ben tilos, the yud dalit perke yamin. Now, if you count a bicep, that's how many you're going to get. You're going to get. Over here, you're going to get 12, plus the 2 from your thumb. Got of the thumb, you have to wash the whole thumb. That's what comes out. So you have to wash the ganze thumb. So then, if you're going to get the cheshbon in, it basically, whatever Shita Mishabru is referring to, is you're supposed to be writing it until the kishrei, it's by, until where it meets. And that's what you're supposed to lichatchila wash. If you wash the knuckles, that's definitely mutter gomer. But if you want to wash to the third knuckle we'll call it, so that's the toiv lechatchila. But to wash the old hand, the chayra, there's no such shita. However, I did see that they bring the Moshe Sternbuch and his tshuva over there, the 173rd tshuva, he brings down, he's taka, not just the Talmud, the Einikol of the Gra, he brings down that the Goyin had shitas, that the Goyin held its mamish like my Shainim, and the fee, the shitas that Goyin he brings down, hanoyim ka gra, litol at soif ayat mamish. Now, I must tell you, it's not the minig. Sorry, it's not the minig. Void, there were people that were makbid dafke nisht. So you have to know, these things, if you saw always by your zaytis that they were always washing just to the second knuckle, to the third, maybe the most, but to go and wash the whole hand when there's some type of an Indian api kabbalah that I for sure don't understand, so unless you have an hug to do like the girl, you certainly can't say that the... But you could say what the Mishabura says. Mishabura says, number one, if your hand is dirty, she doesn't stop a shalat in Rabbi's side. Then you have to wash this. You have to wash this part of your hand also. That's a whole different shmooth that goes back to the old halacha. Number one. Number two, the Mishabura, in a very uncharacteristic, I can count on my hand the amount of time in the first 191 simonim when he until he gets to my machreinim. He says the words, Ra'a lai maisa, Rabbi's side. It's less than one hand worth. He writes, Ra'a lai maisa. What bothered the Mishabura? But I see people doing. They go over, they take the... They're makbid, he writes, these are the people that, yeah, wash my machreinim. So why aren't they washing my machreinim? And they just take like a dot of water, and it's like a hazazah, you know, they like to see the hazazah, they'll give them a little dose and a little water on the tips of the hands. And Mishabura says, Einem yoytze yichayves adin clouds of Mishabura. Do you need a kli? Near Kli for my machinim? God, I didn't find it mefirish, but the chayr should wash the right hand first. The chayr, it doesn't say mefirish, it's on Mishabura, but akapanim as a meinach, you should wash the right hand first. Do you need a Kli? So Mishabura says mefirish, you do not need a Kli. Like I mentioned before, that's why a lot of people are just washing straight into the sink. The sink we had a different shmuz with. Now, this before we discussed into a Kli. Now we're discussing, do you need to wash with a Kli? Mishabura says mefirish, that you don't need a Kli. And Mishabura says, ad kedei kach, that you could even take your hands and dip them straight into a kli. Shabur brings down. That's what he brings over there. Interesting. Shabur says. Shabur says. I meant to say, because he says over there. The Machzah Shekel explains over there. You're trying to get off the melech's tainus. So you want a shvicha zah. Shabur seems to go. Now I must tell you something interesting here. This is a chesish. I'm not sure what to say about this. How much water are you supposed to wash? How much water are you supposed to use? Now, I got a nigo of the Mishabura. It says, lechatchila, you're supposed to, yes, dry the hands. Lechatchila, toiv lenagav yadav. Toiv, if you can't, you can't, but toiv, it's definitely a toiv. But how much water are you supposed to use? Very interesting to ask. We talked about till where. But how much water? How much water? So the Ravid says, ain't shir. There's no shir. That's brought by the Paiskim, the Rashba, the Gaz, the Baltan, the Kola. There's no shir of the Maimachar. The Goyin in the 84th Ois in the Maaseh Rav, Mayim Achreinim Chayva, and Mitzvah Kemoi Rishoyim, V'layiv Chayitz Merviyas B'tai Kli. This is the Goyin that we were referring to before. The Goyin says you need a Revius, and you gotta do the whole hand, and you gotta do it with a Kli. Shita Sagra. I tell you, Mamash. Like I mentioned before, the Rabbi Yitzhak, the Chida brought in the Ben Ish Chai, they bring down Yizayir Mayim Achreinim Ma'at, Lo Yar Bebem. Not like the Goyin, not like the Goyin. I tell you, it's very pale. Sorry? Not muchach. It could be mishabur just means to wear. Davka to. No. Yeah, but not on the tips. This is why it's coming lafuke. I think that people over here made them, not here, but I'm saying, I think people made a mistake. They took the Mishabrua said that you're supposed to wash, let's say, till the second uncle and thus, and the Kavachayim says you're supposed to wash a tiny amount. So they thought that there's like a machlekes here, that the Kavachayim and the Chidah, they mean you wash a tiny amount and they mean just on the tips. But that's very schwer. Because even the Chidah's maskim that you're supposed to go, if I can't, the Chidah was the one that told us you have to get the whole entire 14 ichveis, the 14 prokim, and even if you're not makbid on that, so you go to the second knuckle, thus. So everyone agrees to where you're supposed to wash, either to here or to here. But the amount is not to use a lot of water. Now I'm going to tell you, it's Varpela. I'm sure Chabmayr would even say it. But in the Orchas Rabbeinu, in the 83rd page, in the 84th ois, the Goyim was, but in the 83rd page of the Orchas Rabbeinu, he brings down, Omar Limor, this is the time, that the Chazanish Omar, Ein Lisma, you can't follow us on the Baisa Rav. Pashuk of Mayra. He says, why? Lav mar baravashi chosim al zeh. Hayanoitel mayim achreinim revias. That which they bring, that the going. What was the example of the chzayish that you can't follow zech on the Maaser Rav? What was the example? Maaser Rav, we know, we're all saying mechan. Everything we want to know, what the going did was the Maaser Rav. The chzayish said, you can't. I'll prove that you can't follow zech on the Maaser Rav. Because he says over there that the going washed mayim achreinim with revias, and that's a zecher nesht. Moshe Sternbach, he writes in that tshuva over there, in the 173rd tshuva, he says, Ashav matzasi dvar pele in the Orchas Rabbeinu. He says, Ein lisma chamata, lama nefaklik v'darv, tzarchi in gadol. He screams, why would you, what's your problem? What? What? What's brenza? There aren't shittas like that. Ulai neymar goyin notel kol yad, and he held it like the mayim v'shoinem. Maybe taki the goyin at the zeg alden, dovers it sarn beer. He'll say, come on, ladmar, bavashi chosim alay. Smeh chatesi. So I don't know, mayis is nishtar minik. I don't think anybody in the room here has the minik of washing with the revius, and you see that there is a kapeda al pi alocha al kabbalah to wash with less. So maybe abimasayim with two nekudos. Number one is everyone knows that when it comes to mayim achreinim, you're allowed to use sharmashkim. They all talk about the sharmashkim and zavin. I place that there's a very peli. I don't know the answers. If somebody could help me, I'd be very happy. Mishabruins you've gotten chavala brings down. You could use shemen, dvash, and cholov. I place that. Do I even have to ask what my question is? Does anybody understand this? We speak tonight about how when it comes to any bracha you make, you have to clean off your hands and make sure they're not dirty. But when it comes to washing mayim achreinim, so you're allowed to wash mayim achreinim with honey? 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 I saw one safety has a whole shtickle toira about the honey. The honey is not honey. Ashki is not shkir. I don't know. Honey? Milch? Imagine you get milk. You know what happens in the morning. You make the coffee. Ah, it's a bit of milk. Ah, you see, the poor guy can't even daven shabbos. Yeah? So, well, I have no terrors. I have no idea. I don't know. So, I don't know. Right? I don't know. Mishbru chavalev.
Who loves shemen and dvash?
Shemen and dvash. Yeah, shemen and dvash v'cholav. Pella, I don't know. Halavai, I would know. I don't know. Yeah, the poskim say that there's another problem. If you're using the shtia, this can't be bizoyin a shtia if you're supposed to be drinking it. So the poskim explain it means it's talking about, the Prima Gadim says already, it means it's a drink that the person's going to be spilling out otherwise. He's got some leftover betel or something. Right? So it means he's going to spill it out. So it's not a bizoyin of the. Okay, this is one. Another nekuda. Chayes is chabayr to say this, but I'll say it with a maisa from the Arizal. That way nobody will be upset with me. The halacha state that it's supposed to have tekef the netilah bracha. It's supposed to be miyad, right after you wash the mayim achreinim, it's supposed to go straight into the birchas hamazon. No talking in between. Okay? No talk. But it's arkidei kach, there's a maisa with the Arizal. Somebody came to the Arizal, he had these terrible shoulder pains. Now you have to know a little Hebrew. Kateif. Kateif is the shoulder. He had these terrible pains. He came to the Arizal. So Arizal said, doesn't make sense, the guys. It's tzaddik. I mean, that's how it used to be in the olden days, Rabbi Issa. So he said, let's go through your Seder Ayoyim. So he tells him, well, I do this, and then I do this, with these kavanas and that kavanas, and so forth. Arizal, not bad. Then he went, gets to the he says, and then, I always want to make sure that I say a dvar halacha on the table, and I'm always nervous, maybe I forgot. So right after I wash my machreinim, I say a mishnah, Arizal says, what's the half of me in the bichlal? What was the happen in the bichlal? It says tekef the mayim achreinim bracha. Tekef is the same letters as kateif. Plus the kasha that your shoulder hurts. So it's adkidei kach that you're not allowed to talk, that you're not even allowed to say divrei Torah. I once said to Shadrach Chaim Kanievsky, what if you forgot to say divrei Torah at the table? So now your table is zayim mit chalila to be a divrei meisim. It's going to chalila be different mason. No, but you already washed my mechayim.
That's the shayin. You wash again.
But so they have to wash again. Yeah, that's the shayin. That's the shayin. So he sent back like this. He sent back. He sent back. Ain't a roy. So I wrote back. Ain't a roy of a manaseh. Manaseh. I wrote back. Manaseh. I wrote the same exact word about manaseh. Ain't a roy of a manaseh. So I wrote back three letters. I'll tell you what I think it means. Achar. Achar. Aleph Ches Resh. I think it means after you finish benching. After you finish benching, you're allowed to learn after you bench Torah, by saying. In the Shbal Toys. But Achar. I say, Achar. Achar. So Abida, it shouldn't be in it. Now, it's true that Chay, if you hear somebody saying a bracha, Chay is supposed to say Amen. It's common, this happens, right? Chay is supposed to say Amen. I don't know. I do know that I sent a different shayla to Chaim Kiyas. This is a shayla that they asked Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. I don't want to go into all the shayla's already shpeit, but I asked a shayla, they asked Rav Yosef Chaim. I saw others say that this is very common. The person has to be excused. That's before he mentions, he's supposed to check also if he has to be excused. He goes to be excused. He comes back. He washes his hands. Now he's, so what do you do with Ricky Baker's mistopic? Do you do Asher Yotzer? Or do you do Birchas Mazon? Birchas Mazon, Dr. Ice, Asher Yotzer, Dr. Todir? I don't want to get a little bit of anger in the Gantt Shmuz. But what do you do? Tachlis, and with the Mayim Achrayin, and you have to wash it. Chaim Kanievsky sent back. You're right. There's a big shayla in the place. I'm making it a little bit. I'm not going into all the Indian. But he sent back. You wash your hands, you say Asher Yotzer, and you don't have to wash your hands again. It's a big chiddush. No, from the Mishnah Berurah, it's a very big chiddush. Mishnah Berurah was mashma shtikol nishtazeh. Mishnah Berurah is mashma shtikol if you do wash your hands again. And he said not, so l'chol not. I'm going to miss, I have two big problems. Do you have to wipe? You have to wipe your beard. You have to wipe your lips. What would you say? You'd say, Vada, yeah. That's how we started tonight, no? That was the whole makor of mayim achayinim hargoes at nefesh, is because that darn yenim, that he, when he washed his hands, how did we get him? Because we thought what was on his lips. And he, some of that. So you see from over here. So, and I could take half. The Zarius Pachuva, the Talmud from the Ksav Sefer, he brings down, Avada you have to, that's the whole story. The Ksav Sefer, Shulchan Achaim, no, he says, Avada you have to wash your beard, you have to be, you take your hand, you go like that. I think a lot of people do that, rather, right? But the Maisa, the Ksav Chaim, he brings down, he says, definitely don't do that. That's the last thing in the world you should do, is take your hand and have on them all the sitchakra and the ruach ra and then put it on your mouth. That's the worst thing that you could do. He says, the maya mela is, so what do you do? So I said to Shadrach HaKhan Kanievsky, I don't know what to do. So he wrote back like this, Ein ze halacha, ela haderech, shim spoma in anaki mekanchle. So it's interesting. In other words, he's saying like this, what's the raya from the Gemara? The raya from the Gemara is that it was normal for people to not do like the Kafachayim. Interesting. See, the derech of people is after they wash their hands, if their mouth is dirty, they go like that. So that was the raya that this fellow didn't wash my machayim. Now, do you see from here you have a chiyiv to go and wipe your mouth? There's no chiyiv, because the chiyiv is my machayim, but there's no chiyiv to wipe your mouth. But you do see from over here, not like the Kafachayim. You see from over here that if you want to wipe your mouth, then he held that you could. And the chayitz, later. Last shayla is, you're in the middle of benching, and then you realize you didn't wash my machrein. So your mamish in the middle of benching. You heard a shir, and that's it. You say, look, I'm not a Yekish Yid, I know the emes. I'm not, I don't come from that. I'm a Hungarian Yid. I'm a Chayitz, I come from Rad. So in the middle of the benching, you say, you know what? I'm good. But now I'm in the middle of benching. In the middle of benching. Yeah. So what do you do? But mamish it's a sekana, no? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Ad kidekach, if you finished benching and you didn't wash my machrayim, you wash now. That's not our shayla. That's his barer that a vali have to wash my machrayim after benching. That's pashut. That's no shayla. My shayla is, could you get up in the middle of benching? Right, let me give a little chaymer. I'm going to talk to Mitzvah Shem about benching in a couple of nights from now. Benching the Shulchan Aruch in one place, right, is like tefillas shmeina esrei. And in the middle of Tevila Shmoinaster, should he get up and wash his hands? Right? So I must admit that when I sent this shot to Chaim Kanievsky, it was borrowed to me that the answer is going to be no wash afterward. Right? And so he sent back, where's Lashin? Oh, here. Okay, it might be he has a shita when it comes to Shmoneh Esrei, of Birchas Hamazon, what it means in the Shulchan Aruch, but he held Pashit that you're supposed to wash Mayim Achreinim taka in the middle of benching. So what does the Medrash Rabbah say? Kol she'eina noitel yodav l'achra mazin k'arig nefesh v'lachin hizra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael afilu b'mitzvah kala, even a mitzvah kala. It's a merit to by side. It's interesting. Many people, they're lazy when it comes to this. That's the emes of Pshat. And faket, we know that the yekishim, and those who have the yekishim in Hagim, that that meaning is Kaddish Kedashim, that don't wash my mechainim. We know that the yekishim mentality, a person that's yekisha and Hagim, he does it always. So you have to be honest, by side. If you don't come from that Messiah, right? So to go and say, yeah, no, I do like the yakke. The yakke, if he would have that naga, he would do it. It comes from laziness. The yakke is the one thing that not as lazy. It comes from laziness. That's what the Medrash is being mazir. But tonight I talked about the bad thing, so I'll be Messiah with the Dover Taif, that the Medrash says, Bo Chayim, Varichas Yamin, Sazayin, for the God's sake.